whoever you are, wherever you are, and whenever it is, you're catching some brainwaves, coming to you from the banks of the dignified and brisk St. Vrain River in almost always sunny Longmont, Colorado. I'm Ben Kolb, and across the room from me is the co-host who at summer picnics, mosquitoes leave alone purely out of their respect for her. It's Becky Peters.
It's true. I'm like a walking citronella candle. I wish. It's not true at all. Mosquitoes love me. But last year, I learned that there's a trick if you put scotch tape on your bug bites that helps stop them from itching. Did you know that?
Fake news.
No, it really works. But I digress. Last week, we dug deep into formative assessment with educational giants Dr. Carrie Holmberg and Dr. Brent Ducour. So if you missed that, you'll definitely want to go back and listen when this episode is done. But don't go anywhere yet, because in this episode, we lay out a special summer challenge for our listeners.
You know, it has been said that the furthest distance in the world is the 18 inches between your head and your heart. And I know that's especially true in my life. There are so many things that I know in my head that don't really line up with my actions. I know in my head that texting and driving is really dangerous, but my actions don't always line up with that. I know that eating that second piece of cake is probably going to make me feel suboptimal, yet it looks so scrumptious that I usually dive in. A lot of times in my life, the areas I need to improve upon the most aren't areas where I need to acquire a new set of knowledge, but just put into practice the things that I already know. And I'm guessing it's the same for a lot of you. I've seen a lot of posters and t-shirts and bumper stickers that say knowledge is power, but that's not really true. Knowledge isn't power. If I get home from a really long day of work and my kids are waiting at the door for me, the knowledge I have in my head from Devorah Heitner that I should put my phone in airplane mode or put it away altogether is totally useless if I walk in the house, sit on the couch, and refresh Facebook for the 90th time that day. It's only when I take the knowledge in my head and put it into action that I actually experience the benefit of that power.
That's a really common thing, Ben, and it happens to me all the time. It's a concept called the knowing-doing gap, and people have written countless books and articles and blogs about it while lamenting its existence. It's something that we all go through. There's a book actually called The Knowing-Doing Gap in which the authors assert that the gap between knowing and doing is more important than the one between ignorance and knowing, which makes sense. Like you just said, knowledge is really only powerful when we apply it. Now, knowledge is not the same thing as information. I want to make sure we're clear on that. And solidifying knowledge is a topic we're going to get into a little bit more during season two. But information, if you think about it, is ubiquitous. Every time I open my email, I have an invitation for another YouTube video to watch, another free webinar, which I sign up for like every single one of those. My calendar is often riddled with free webinars that I've missed for meetings. But it's hard to wrap your brain around all the free information out there. I'm about to throw some stats at you, so get ready. There are over 550,000 podcast shows in the iTunes directory, and 1,000 new shows are added every single day. None of them, of course, as good as Brainwaves. I'm sure you're thinking that. And videos are growing even faster. There are over 7 billion videos on YouTube alone, and if I were to sit down and try to watch each one of them, it would take me every second of over 200,000 years. A recent Harvard Business Review article said that today we consume 5 times more information every day than we did in 1986, an incredible amount that's equivalent to 174 newspapers every single day. So how does this episode fit into all of this, you might be wondering? Well, we want to reaffirm the purpose of Brainwaves and to give you all a challenge for the next 4 weeks and beyond to try to decrease that knowing-doing gap.
Yeah, there are 3 goals in Brainwaves, and we've been pretty clear in those that we want to help us all be more informed, inspired, and connected educators. But it's really human nature to stop after that first goal of being informed. Oftentimes, we just stop with that knowledge, but we want to make sure that the interviews from these rock stars doesn't just stay in your head, but it actually gets into your life and gets into your classroom. And we hope that the action that you do because of our guests is public, and by doing this publicly, we're going to have connection between us. So Brainwaves doesn't exist to add another book to your reading list. It exists to help get this knowledge into the classroom. And so that's why we are challenging you to a summer of action.
Yes, and a summer of action for us, really, as much as anyone listening. Ben and I have both had so many of those head-heart disconnect moments, even since this podcast launched. Like, we'll be leading a PD or teaching a class and, you know, step back and say, whoa, how did that instructional decision I just made line up with what Glenn taught us about brain research? Or I just give my participants no choice in how they showed what they learn and understand, like we talked about with AJ Giuliani. Or I'm wasting my time answering emails during my peak time of productivity when I know this activity would be better to do during my trough, like Daniel Pink taught us about. So it's so easy to go back on autopilot, especially when no one is keeping you accountable for integrating new knowledge into your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Kim Scott episode was one of my favorites as a people pleaser, and she really taught me to give feedback in a meaningful way that's clear, not mean, but I've reverted to my people-pleasing ways of just telling people what I think they want me to hear so many times. And just the other day, my kids were trying to get my attention while I was on my laptop, and I 5 more minutes to them about 5 times, and it wasn't till 25 minutes in that I was like, ooh, remember when Devorah Heitner taught us that we should give our kids actual clock times when we'll pay attention to them?
Yeah, and none of these examples are to get us discouraged or to beat ourselves up about it. Like, we've all done it, and we know that we'll continue doing it until we build structures, routines, and plans to take our knowledge and turn it into action. We need plans, routines, and structures to get out of our heads and into the classroom to decrease the knowing-doing gap. So for the month of July, we're not going to release any new interviews. Instead, we're going to give you, our fabulous listeners, a challenge. So take the professional learning that you've acquired lately, either through this podcast or a class you've taken or books you've read or whatever. It doesn't have to be this. Create some easy-to-implement action steps that you're going to do. Check out our back catalog of episodes. You can re-listen to certain interviews, maybe engage in a book study with colleagues, or just pull up the show notes for episodes that resonated with you, and you can pull out 1 or 2 tidbits that you're going to act on. And we all know from research that you're more likely to take those steps if you have a challenge network, a person or a group of people that can keep you accountable for your work. So make sure to make your plans visible by tweeting them to us using the hashtag #MakeSomeRainwaves.
And don't worry, season 2 of Rainwaves is launching bigger, better than ever in August. We have some amazing guests like John Hattie and Young Zhao and Sylvia Duckworth and more. But more than anything, Becky and I want to pull all we've learned this season and put it into practice in our own work, in our own lives, and we think July is the perfect time to do that, the perfect time to make some brainwaves.
So to give you an idea of what we're looking for, or what we're thinking about for this, Ben and I are going to model a few of our favorite takeaways and action plans or routines that we're going to use to help us make sure that we do those things or put them into action.
So here are a few of our hashtag make some brainwaves, things that we are going to do differently because of the knowledge we acquired through our rockstar interviews. First thing for me is the idea that all of the learning that we were able to do from Dan Pink about the power of different times of day and how our chronotypes determine really the best time to do things. And I find myself all the time in my peak areas of life doing things that would be better activities during my trough. And so what I have done is in Google Calendar now, you can actually color code certain events. And so I have gone through, I've determined my chronotype. I'm a night owl. So I have gone through and added different colors to my calendar for my peak, trough, and recovery. And as I schedule meetings with teachers and other people next year, I'm going to really keep that at the front of mind. Next thing I'm going to do is Kim Scott. Again, I mentioned how much she challenged me to give clear feedback. That's not mean, it's clear. Yet, I said I always stumble back into my people pleasing. So I added an extension to the Chrome browser called Momentum. And every time you open a new tab, that's what you see first. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put Kim Scott quote inside a Momentum that says, it's not mean, it's clear. And so then every time I open a new tab, a lot of my interactions with teachers and other people who I need to give actual feedback to is over the internet. And so hopefully this kind of just ingrains that mantra into my head and takes it out of my head and puts it into the classroom. Next thing I'm going to do is Jenny Magira talked a lot about the idea of talk less, listen more. And I teach a year-long Vanguard class, and I've added that to the top of my syllabus, and I'm going to say that on my first day of class with these teachers and ask them to hold me accountable for that if I get up and start droning on and I'm not listening. I hope they call me on it because it's on the syllabus, and I've been visible with that goal with them.
You could just like tattoo it on your forehead if you wanted to, and then people could really keep you accountable.
Maybe like a henna tattoo?
Yeah,
then it comes
beautiful.
Off.
I like it. Also, I'm gonna piggyback on the Jenny Magira one. She had a technique that she talked about in her interview where she had a note card taped to her computer and had to keep track of everything, every project that she said no to, and she made herself say no to 3 things a month. So I'm I'm definitely going to start doing that because I find myself just taking on too many projects and not doing any of them well. We all know how that goes. But then I'm also, I think what's going to make that successful for me is to take a note of what I'm doing that I will prioritize above those things so that I don't feel like I'm doing nothing, because sometimes that kind of drives into my head too. Tony Wagner talked about that too, like the man who has 10 priorities has none. So I'm going to cut down on projects I commit to and do a better job with the ones I already have. And then I'll also tell the voice in my head to shut up when she tells me that I'm just doing that because I'm being a slacker. I have a name for her. Do you know? Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, what's her name?
Her name's Vanessa. Ugh. I don't know why. I don't hate anybody named Vanessa. It just, it's like easy to say it with venom in my head. Like, shut up, Vanessa.
Classic Vanessa.
Yeah, I know.
Classic Vanessa.
So tell the little person in your head to shut up and, you know, maybe take that one. So another one Tony Wagner talked about was the importance of journaling and reflecting on ideas that you have throughout the week. So next year, what I'm going to do is carry around a note card, like he mentioned, and jot down anything I see or hear that I want to reflect on, and then have Siri remind me once a week to transfer those notes or ideas into a notebook. And I'm actually stealing that too. My sister, Kim Wiggins, has been doing that for the last few months, and I'm really inspired by how much it's helping her. And since Tony Wagner said it helped him too, I guess I'm sold.
Absolutely. That's really cool. I remember our interview with Pirate Dave. Do you remember him?
Yeah. Yeah. How could I forget?
Awesome. One of the things he said that I loved was preheating the grill, building up anticipation and momentum around new learning that's going to happen. So we do these interviews sometimes a couple weeks or a month in advance. And so what I want to start doing because of that is every weekend or Friday, I want to release like a little teaser clip of the interview that's going to release on that Monday. And so I just put in a calendar reminder to remind me every Friday to release a MP3 teaser clip of what's coming up to build the anticipation for our listeners.
Good one. The last one I want to mention is something else I'm going to do, and this is a little bit more personal, but who was it? It was Dave Burgess still that was talked about control your state. So like the enthusiasm and how you have control over that in your classroom. So, and I really took that to heart, like how you respond to things, your enthusiasm, your physiological responses. We have more control over those than we take credit or even blame for sometimes. So I'm going to be more vigilant about my 5-minute journaling in the morning. It's something I learned from a podcast I listened to with Tim Ferriss. There's an app for it. It's called 5-Minute Journal, and it prompts me to write what I'm grateful for in the morning and then what I'm going to do to make today great. And then it sends you a notification at the end of the day as well so that you can reflect on what amazing things happened that day. My amazing things that happened that day section has been really awesome since we started this podcast, just so you know. But I'm going to, it's a highly recommended thing. And I think it really helps me to focus more on being intentional about my own emotional state during the day.
So you have heard all the things we want to do. A lot of our listeners see us, so keep us accountable with it. And we literally cannot wait to see what you have decided to put into action because of the advice of these rock stars. And we think we are going to pick up so many things just from seeing what you all decide to put into action. So let's make it an amazing summer of action. So again, the challenge, take some professional learning from Brainwaves or anywhere else and make some action steps with them and tweet them using the hashtag Make Some Brainwaves.
Being able to bring experts to your earbuds each week has been one of the most enjoyable work experiences of my life. We're closing in on the 30,000 download mark, if you can believe that, and we cannot wait for season 2 to launch in August. So have a great couple of weeks, and remember to make some brainwaves.
This is Brainwaves.
This is Brainwaves.
This is Brainwaves.
My teacher wishes the Brainwaves.
Catch some brainwaves.
This is a podcast. The podcast about teaching.
I mean the best podcast.
This is my favorite podcast.
I love Brainwaves.
You're listening to Brainwaves.
Wait, so is it Brainwaves podcast? The Brainwaves. The Brainwaves podcast. Brainwaves?